USA Radio News with John Hunt.
China's virus death toll rose by 89 to 811, passing the number of fatalities in the 2002-2003 SARS epidemic. But fewer new cases were reported, in a possible sign that its spread may be slowing as other nations step up their efforts to block the disease. 2,656 new virus cases were reported, but that is down by 20% from the 3,399 reported in the previous 24-hour period. A gunman walked into a police station in the Bronx and started shooting, wounding an officer just hours after a similar unprovoked attack that injured a different officer in a patrol van. The shooting happened at the headquarters of the 41st Precinct, according to NYPD spokesperson Hubert Reyes. He said the injured officers are both in stable condition at Lincoln Hospital. Police officials confirm the gunman is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Former Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has announced he's endorsing Mike Bloomberg for president, making him the first Trump appointee to back the ex-New York City mayor. Spencer was ousted from his job last year because he objected to Trump's intervention in the military's internal review of controversial Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. He said Bloomberg, as president, would defend the Constitution, uphold the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and honor the service and equal treatment of all women and men in uniform. Former U.S. Representative Joe Walsh has dropped out of the Republican race for the presidency, as he announced this on Twitter. Walsh's chances were slim, facing a president with the full backing of his party. Walsh has been a longtime critic of President Trump. He said he's suspending his campaign, but the fight against the cult of Trump is just getting started. He also said he's committed to doing everything he can to defeat Trump and his enablers this November. Walsh got just 1% in the GOP Iowa caucuses. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The world is saying goodbye to a TV icon. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Actor Robert Conrad, who is best known for the TV show Wild Wild West, has passed away. According to a family spokesperson, Jeff Ballard, Conrad died of heart failure in Malibu, California. Conrad played James T. West, a Secret Service agent during the administration of President Ulysses Grant. West and his partner Artemis Gordon sometimes solved crimes using technology that didn't exist in the 1800s. Conrad said he performed his own stunts on the show. He also played Pappy Boyington on the TV series Baa Baa Black Sheep. He's survived by his 8 children and 18 grandchildren from 2 different marriages. Robert Conrad was 84.
President Donald Trump called on baseball's Hall of Fame to open its doors to all-time hits leader Pete Rose, who was banned from the game for life for gambling. He gambled, but only bet on his own team winning, according to Trump. Get Pete Rose into the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's time. In light of the winter's sign-stealing scandal that saw the termination of one of the general managers and 3 field managers, Rose on Wednesday filed a petition for reinstatement to Major League Baseball. His attorney wrote, "His lifetime ban is disproportionate relative to other punishments imposed for serious violations that undermine the integrity of the game." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.